The island of Bali is a tourist mecca with its ornate temples, lush green rice fields, and lively beach resorts. But this year, some new visitors showed up. Millions of caterpillars that cause skin irritation when they come into contact with people. They destroyed mango groves and drove housewives to distraction, invading human homes. In neighboring Java, people began carrying umbrellas to keep the white, black, and orange inchworms out of their hair.
They call it caterpillar rain.
Aunu Ralph is Virginia Tech's man in Java, a professor at Bogor Agricultural University. He says insect invasions of this kind are increasingly common, with growing global trade allowing pests to travel from one side of the world to the other. Today, Aunu will visit three sites that are part of the Integrated Pest Management Program, an international effort coordinated by Tech.
Hello.
He and colleague Yayi Kasuma travel the steep, rutted roads past orchards, vegetable patches, and smiling schoolgirls in their white headscarves to Chaputri, where farmers have long relied on chemical sprays to keep bugs at bay.
The farmer spray pesticide every week and sometimes twice a week.
That was not good for the environment or the farmers, says insect virologist Yayi.
Many farmers here do not know how to use pesticide safely. They use their hands to mix the pesticide, and we know that's not very healthy.
And local moms like Ariska worried about the health of children living on farms. Skin irritation was a common problem, and she blamed pesticides for cases of cancer and birth defects. But Yayi says farmers and government regulators saw no alternative.
We have 240 million mouths to feed.
So with funding from the Integrated Pest Management Program, he and Aunu began telling them about another way to protect crops. For example, by mashing a combination of garlic, shallots, hot peppers, and citrus skin into a paste, then adding water, these farmers could make a natural spray for their vegetables. That's good for the environment, and it means higher prices for organic produce.
Harga umum sekitaran kisaran 2000.
Yeah. About more than twice.
What's more, the farmers could cut costs by 20 to 30% when they eliminated chemical sprays from their budgets. Pat Jayamudin, who began using the organic spray last year, is hooked. He proudly displays a large bunch of carrots.
Ini beda jauh rasanya atau kualitasnya atau mutunya itu beda jauh dengan konvensional.
He said that the carrots taste way better than the regular one. Sweeter and crispier.
Crispy.
Down the road at the community radio station, hosts make frequent announcements about training programs for farmers. And delegations have come from as far away as Thailand and Singapore to see how integrated pest management works. The program is actually underway in 20 different countries, overseen by Virginia Tech professor Muni Muniappan. On his last trip to Indonesia, Muni was startled to find the giant white fly, a new arrival that threatened crops.
It originated in Mexico first, and it moved from Mexico to California in 1992 to Hawaii in 2002. Around 2007, 2008, we found it in Indonesia.
The bugs apparently hitched a ride on food or other imports, and the government did little to stop them.
In the developed countries, there is a good customs and quarantine program. But in the developing countries, there is very little customs and quarantine going on.
Nature was also ill-equipped to fight off the infestation.
These neotropical pests get introduced without their natural enemies. So without their natural enemies, they just multiply without any control. So they become very invasive and destructive.
In this case, however, Muni made a surprising discovery. A parasite that attacks the giant white fly had tagged along, so a natural remedy was already available. Likewise, viruses specific to certain bugs are often introduced to keep them from devouring crops. One other superstar is now at work in Padajaya, a small village near Bogor. Aunu and Yayi introduced the friendly fungus that eats disease-causing pathogens in the soil. Paku Jandayat has been farming for more than 20 years. And he's never seen anything like trichoderma.
Ini untuk mengatasi penyakit-penyakit.
He holds up a bag of corn kernels covered with the black fungus. By combining them with compost, then spreading the trichoderma mix across his fields, Ujang has warded off a damaging root disease called clubfoot. Treating seeds with trichoderma seems to provide early protection for plants, and studies show they produce stronger, longer roots that make them more drought resistant. The stuff is so good that Farmer Ujang and his neighbors make more than they need, selling the excess to a company that distributes it nationwide. Of course, none of these approaches is 100%, but that's okay. Aounu says the occasional hole in a leaf actually increases its market value.
It proves that they did not use the insecticide.
Funded with a $15 million grant from the U.S. Agency for International Development, the effort to spread green pest control technologies is set to continue for at least 4 more years. From Bogor, Indonesia, this is Sandy Houseman reporting.